This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. British Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said on Friday voters have spoken and they are ready for a change, as an exit poll points to a landslide win for his party in the British election. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Voters appeared early on Friday to be punishing the governing Conservatives after 14 years of economic and political upheaval. The poll released moments after voting closed indicated that center-left Labour's leader Keir Starmer will be the country's next prime minister. He will face a jaded electorate impatient for change against a gloomy backdrop of economic anxiety, mounting distrust in institutions, and a fraying social fabric. A historic defeat for the Conservatives would leave the party depleted and in disarray and would likely spark a contest to replace Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as leader. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue now reports on President Joe Biden's latest pitch to stay on the job.
President Biden is stating his case to stay in the 2024 race. In the week since his shaky debate performance, the president has been talking to fellow Democrats, and now the message is to voters.
Had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election. We're going to just beat Donald Trump like we did in 2020. We're going to beat him again.
The president will need to do more to convince Democrats he is ready for another term.
I am feeling panicked.
Ellis Johnston in Minnesota doesn't think Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democrats. As far as alternatives,
I don't know who that person is.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After hours of heavy rains and winds that left the path of destruction in Jamaica, Hurricane Beryl is headed toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center said late Thursday, U.S. tourist Miriam Cedra told the AP she was visiting Tulum, Mexico, and plans to ride out the storm.
I figured I'd rather be stuck in Mexico for an extra day than go back 2 days early to the United States. So went out and bought a bunch of groceries, figured we'd get the last of the sun in today, too. And then it's just going to be hunker down and just stay indoors until hopefully it passes.
Forecasters say Beryl is set to move over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico Friday night and then move northwestward across the Gulf on Saturday. Beryl struck the Cayman Islands early Thursday, bringing heavy rains and strong winds as it moved away from Jamaica and toward the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm has killed at least 10 people, but officials say the death toll may increase as communication is restored on the islands. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman now reports on the latest developments involving Israel.
Hezbollah militants have fired over 200 rockets into northern Israel. This is one of the heaviest barrages in nearly 9 months of fighting and comes a day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Hezbollah began attacking Israel almost immediately after Israel's war with Hamas erupted last October 7th. Hezbollah says the fighting will not end until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Now, ceasefire talks have repeatedly faltered in recent months, but there are some new signs for optimism. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is dispatching a team of negotiators to meet with international mediators to resume ceasefire talks. This comes a day after Hamas submitted a new proposal in response to the latest U.S. plan for ending this war. Now, there are no signs of breakthrough, but the fact that the sides are beginning to talk again gives some hope that international mediators can finally find that elusive formula to end 9 months of war in Gaza.
That was Joe Fetterman reporting. Brazilian police indicted former President Jair Bolsonaro for money laundering and criminal association in connection with undeclared diamonds the far-right leader received from Saudi Arabia. Jackie Quinn with the AP reports.
According to inside sources, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is being indicted by police for alleged money laundering and criminal association in connection with undeclared diamonds the far-right leader received from Saudi Arabia during his time in office. In March, Bolsonaro was indicted for falsifying his COVID vaccine records and those of family members. He lost a re-election bid in 2022 and then was banned from seeking political office for 7 years because his supporters stormed federal buildings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA.